Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Kamala has studied the maps, attack in Russia, Instagram default, and the first man ever to do this. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Kamala Harris, the current vice president, she said that if Israel invades Rafah, there will be consequences for Israel. Rafah is the southernmost portion of Gaza. It's the part right up against Egypt, which, by the way, built a massive wall to prevent people from Gaza going into Egypt. There might be 1.4 million people in this area. And our vice president said, let me tell you something. I've studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we've been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. And the reporter said, are you ruling out that there will be consequences from the United States? She said, I am ruling out nothing. We've been very clear that far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. We've been very clear that Israel and the Israeli people and Palestinians are entitled to an equal amount of security and dignity. Wow. Russia has arrested 11 people after that terrorist attack in the Moscow concert hall. They claim the death toll is 115 people. Plenty of truth here still to uncover, but it's newsworthy now because Putin says some of the perpetrators fled towards the Russia-Ukraine border, saying that the terrorist had, quote, appropriate contacts in Ukraine. So this could kick off something more with that war. Instagram has automatically restricted political content in your feed. The timing is suspect. The new default setting is that Instagram will limit your political content, the political content you see, unless you explicitly choose to see it. So to remove this setting, you go to settings, then privacy, then content preferences, then political content, and choose don't limit. Zuckerberg spent $400 million in the last election. So don't think that these social media companies, with all the power they have, will not use it for their own benefit. We don't share a lot of figure skating news here, but Ilya Malinin from Virginia is a name we should know. He's the greatest figure skater in the world, just won the world championship with a record high score. He's the first person to ever land a quadruple axel. An axel is even harder because you have to jump, you have to spin forward. So it's 4.5 rotations. I don't watch figure skating, but for 30 seconds every 4 years, but it's always good to know that an American is the best in the world at something. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we begin Holy Week in the Roman, Christian, and Protestant religions, and that leads up to Easter next Sunday. This used to be a very big deal, Holy Week. I remember when I was a kid in Catholic school, we had all kinds of pageants and visiting churches, all of that. That's gone. That's vanished. And the decline of religion in America is fairly stunning. So what has happened is a lack of discipline, because in order to practice your faith, you need to be disciplined because there are rules. And a lot of people these days don't want any rules. And that is passed down from family to family. My whole family for hundreds of years, coming from Ireland, were Irish Catholics. Now, there's another reason. The clerics, generally speaking, in America, in all religions, are boring. They don't relate to the folks. They don't apply the theology to modern life. I go to church every Sunday. I'm telling you, I sit there sometimes and go, what the deuce is going on with the sermon? The final thing is that people believe what they want to believe, and that goes for the converse. So if you don't want to believe in God, you're not going to believe in God. He could come down and buy you a car, and you still probably wouldn't believe him. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. David, concierge member, I believe the nine House Republicans who voted against the resolution to condemn Putin for kidnapping Ukrainian children did so because of this, their dislike of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, if that's true, and I certainly don't know if it is, that's despicable. You stick up for the kids. Jim, Bill, what would have to change in terms of process of law to restrict a single loon judge from reversing rulings, sometimes from the highest court? How can a single judge in New Orleans stop Texas from detaining migrants? It wasn't a single judge. It was a federal court of appeals based in New Orleans with three judges. Supreme Court kicked it back to them. They put a stay on the Texas law, so it stops cold. That'll be appealed. The judges in New Orleans, the three-judge appeals court, will rule. And if they rule against Texas, Texas then will file, and it'll go back to the Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but you have to go through the stair step to get to the Supremes. Les Hartsfield, Comas, Washington. Why aren't the NGOs who are aiding and abetting illegals and defying immigration laws being sued? Because the federal government is funding many of those NGOs. They're doing humanitarian work. What are you going to sue them on? Federal government sending them money to house and feed migrants. So that's what the situation is. George Pivarnik, Las Vegas. When do schools stop teaching history? My neighbor's kid is in the ninth grade, does not know who Benjamin Franklin is. The collapse of the public school system began about 20 years ago, 2004. It's due to a variety of subjects. Woke, of course. You say something about history that some kid runs home and you're in trouble. Laziness, you know. There's a whole bunch of reasons. But the kid's in ninth grade and doesn't know who Benjamin Franklin is. I guess he's never looked at a $50 bill. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Major League Baseball begins this week. Each year, 70 million Americans visit ballparks. It is the national pastime. In total, fans eat 22 million hot dogs at the parks, drink 20 million pints of beer, sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game 3,000 times. But sadly, a trip to the park has gotten very expensive. In 1960, the average cost of a baseball ticket was a dollar. That's $9 adjusted for inflation today. But that has drastically changed. Here are the most expensive ballparks in America for the 2024 season. New York's Yankee Stadium tops the list. Average ticket price, $100. A beer in the Bronx will set you back $14. Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, $300 will put you at field level. But hungry fans prefer to watch from the all-you-can-eat pavilion for unlimited Dodger dogs. That's an extra $50 per person. Then Boston's Fenway Park, which holds a record for the longest sellout streak of all time, 2003-13. Average price in Boston, $90. The most popular food item, a lobster BLT, which costs, wait for it, $34. The most expensive ballpark in America, Citi Field in Queens, New York. Prices start at $50, but go as high as $3,000 a ticket to see the Mets. Between tickets, parking, food, and souvenirs, a three-hour trip to watch the New York Mets costs an average family $700. That figure was $40 back in 1990. And here's something else you might not know. High prices and inflation will keep millions of baseball fans home. Last year, attendance at the ballparks down 12%. For most working families, it makes more sense to take $700 and buy a new television. Then you can watch the games at home. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.